Welcome back to Today with Marilyn and Sarah. We're going to have an amazing time today looking at one of my grandmother's classic teachings. But before we jump into that, I want to take some time and thank our partners. Partners, thank you so much for what you do. We are able to not only cover the earth with the word, but connect everyone with the heart of God because of your prayers, your support, and your belief in what God is doing through this ministry. Thank you so much. From the bottom of our hearts, we are so incredibly grateful for you. Did you know when you became a son or a daughter of Christ, when you invited Jesus into your heart, you were made new? You are not the same person that you were. You have a new identity in Christ. See, scripture tells us that not only were you made new, but he renews your mind daily. Every single day, the Holy Spirit teaches you that you are a new person. But sometimes I think we as people can get stuck in that place of identity before we became sons or daughters of Christ. We get stuck in this place that says, I'm not worthy, I'm not able, God doesn't want me to succeed in all these different areas. But the truth is, you were made new. You are different than when you were before Jesus was living in your heart. And sometimes people say, well, Isabel, how do I learn to live in this new identity? Well, my grandmother has a really amazing teaching on that from way back in the day, and we're going to look at it today. Let's jump right in.
You have a new identity in Christ. And if you're born again, how many of you are born again? Wave at me. Well, you have a new identity, but do you know what it is? And do you live in it? And that is very key for us to know that. Now, in Thessalonians, and if you're watching this on television, you know in Thessalonians, most of you who are watching, that God wants us to be whole, spirit, soul, and body. Paul prayed that our spirit, soul, and body would be whole. So you are a threefold being. Point to yourself. Say, I got three parts. Spirit, soul, body. Now notice he mentions spirit first, and that's very key for you to know. Because so many times, as Christians, we don't see the identity we have in the spirit. We try to identify through the soul with our relationship with God. Okay, what is your soul? It is your mind, your emotions, and your will. So say that with me. Mind, emotions, and will. So we try to hear through our mind. We want our emotions to feel it. If this is really God, I need to feel it. Is that true? And we try to willfully do things. Well, I'm not going to smoke anymore. I'm not going to drink anymore. I'm not going to lose my temper anymore. You know, I'm not going to spend my money foolishly, on and on and on. And we try to do it through our soul. If I could just touch him. Oh, if I could touch him. If I could see him. But that's not really the way you contact God. You contact God through your spirit. You say, well, why did he do that? Because he is a spirit. God is a spirit. Is that true?
Yes.
And so we say, he's a spirit being. And when he made Adam and Eve, he made their bodies, made them in his image. And then he breathed into them his spirit. He didn't do it to the animals. He did it to Adam and Eve. Why? Because he is a spirit, and he wanted to be one with them. And he talked to them. He walked with them. You know, he was with them in the cool of the evening. It must have been the most marvelous time. And they lived in paradise. Now, the world to me is beautiful now. But what if we had been in paradise before the world fell? Wow. I just cannot even imagine. Because I see the sunrise, the sunsets, the mountains, all, and this time, the green grass, hallelujah, the flowers, you know, all those things. But you think, this is a fallen world, and it's so gorgeous. What was the unfallen world? And so they walked with him. They talked with him. He communicated because he put his spirit in them. So their spirit, soul, and body. Now, we know they were brilliant, absolutely brilliant, because when Adam could name every animal, every insect, every bird, and not forget their names, I mean, and he put them in charge of this beautiful paradise that they were in. But the devil knows that if he could get them to fall to sin, then they would no longer be connected with God.
See, we can try to follow God with our emotions or willpower, but transformation happens through the Spirit. God pours his Spirit out on us, and that is where transformation happens. If you're not seeing that transformation in your life, I want to encourage you, call or go on the website. We want to pray with you that your spirit would listen to the Holy Spirit of God and would be transformed, would be renewed, and would begin walking in complete transformative identity. Let's jump right back in.
And really, the devil's number one tool is deception. That's his number one thing. So he came to Eve, you know the story, and he said, now, Eve, if you, God has said to you, don't eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, but actually God's just trying to keep something from you. And she said, no, we're not to eat it, touch it. You know, we're not to have anything to do with that tree. Oh, he said, God is trying to hold something good back from you. Because he knows if you eat of that tree, you will be as wise as he is. Well, they were already walking in his wisdom because they were one spirit with God. But you know what she did? She ate of the tree. She got Adam to eat of the tree, and they fell. Everybody say fall. So they lost their connection through the Spirit because they're fallen. They're in sin. Dark, dark time. And so we know, you know, that he had to work. We know it said she would have her children with pain, that he would work with the sweat of his brow. It would not be a pleasant thing because he's disconnected. Everybody say disconnected. And so that was a great grief to God. Here, the thing I've made in my image, I've given them my spirit, and now they're disconnected from me, and so their spirit is dead to me to speak to them. So it was a very, very dark time. And God began to unloose a plan, because when Adam and Eve fell, Adam lost his dominion, because his spirit was no longer connected to God's spirit. So he no longer had dominion, and he had to leave paradise because he didn't have any dominion. And when God saw this, he wanted a plan that he could get man connected to him again and have a spiritual relationship, because that's where he talks to us, is in our spirit. And you have to get still most of the time. So he wanted to get man connected with him again, desperately wanted to. So what did he do? He devised a plan, because he's an all-knowing God before the foundation of the world. He knew, because he's omnipotent, that this would happen. And it wasn't like, oh, what a surprise. Whew. You know, here Adam and Eve fell. What can I do? I don't know what to do. He already had a plan. So put your hand on your heart. Say, I believe God always has a plan, and I want his plan. So what did he do? He set up the plan to send his son, who would die for our sins and would carry our sins, the perfect sacrifice. But he would not only die, because folks, you can't be saved by only believing he died. You have to believe he was raised. Because it says, if we believe in this life only that we have hope in Christ, we're of all men most miserable. We have to believe he was raised from the dead and that we have eternal life, right? Right. So here God gets this plan. And Jesus came, he died for our sins, he rose from the dead, took his blood into the presence of the Father, and the blood speaks forgiveness. So when we receive Jesus as our personal Savior, how many of you have done that? Then what happens? We have a spirit that is alive. So point to your heart, if you're a Christian, say, I have a spirit.
I have a spirit.
from God that is alive, and I can hear his voice. And that's for every Christian. The newest baby is Christian. If you've been saved 5 minutes, you have a spirit that can hear his voice.
Hey there, I want to encourage you to download our app on your phone. You're like, really? Serious? Absolutely. We have some amazing things on our app, really convenient for you. We have today's program. We have opportunities to pray for you. We have places for you to give and partner with us. We also have things that will help you know what events are coming up and group tours that you could join, as well as a Bible reading plan, daily Bible reading plan. This app is super relevant, very convenient, and super helpful for your daily living with Jesus.
Are you stuck in old patterns of shame and fear? Have you forgotten who you are in Christ? If you've lost sight of your true identity, it's time to remember who God says you are. For your gift of any amount, you'll receive the Renew Your Mind booklet, a simple guide to help you stop negative thinking and focus on biblical truth. With your gift of $25 or more, you'll receive Marilyn's Rebuild Book, a New You 2-CD set, and our Identity Scripture card to keep God's promises with you daily. And with your gift of $85 or more, we'll add the beautiful Names of God Afghan and the complete Names of God Scripture card set to help remind you of who you are in Him. God has already given you a new identity in Christ. It's time to live in it. Call or click today.
Hey, we just came out with a brand new book that you totally want to get called The Road Home.
This book is about the prodigal son, and you want to get a copy because you know prodigals in your life, maybe you're a prodigal. You want this book. You need to get in contact with your Heavenly Father, and this book will teach you how to do that.
Buy it today because all of us need to know our chasing Father who loves us dearly.
I think we nailed that.
That was super good, Isabel. You did fantastic.
Let's just go home.
Welcome back to Today with Marilyn and Sarah. Real quick, before we jump into the teaching, I want to give you the offer of today's teaching notes. This is a free downloadable that you can get at our website, or you can scan the QR code on the screen, and you can get today's teaching notes. They'll help you follow along with what Mimi is teaching, and I believe that they will really bless you and your heart. Did you know when you received the new identity from Christ that you also became empowered? You received authority? You can tread on serpents and scorpions? You can. And I believe right now, many of you watching, you are not aware of the authority you have over circumstances, over your health, over your situation. I want you to call right now or go on the website. We want to pray with you that you would receive the empowering, you would understand that God has given you authority to walk in victory and to walk in freedom. Again, call, go on the website. We want to pray with you. Now, this segment is enormously important because it's helping us learn that Jesus has set us apart and that you are made new in him. And when we receive this authority, when we receive the empowerment of the Holy Spirit as part of our new identity, it means that we, as sons and daughters of Christ, have authority not only over our circumstance or situation, but our family as well. I believe that God has something special to say to you through this teaching. So pay attention, listen up.
And he says so clearly, and I love this scripture, and those of you who are watching on television, be sure you call for prayer. It says, he has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of his love. So, what happened to you? Your sins are forgiven. Wow. You have a new nature. You're a new creation in Christ. Is that good? And you're not in darkness. And you have dominion. Dominion is restored to you when you become a new creation in Christ. So what does that mean to you? When the devil comes to you and says, you're going to fail in this, say, shut up, devil. I'm always supposed to win. The Bible says that we're always to triumph in Christ. Is that true?
Yes.
And how do you overcome the devil? By the blood of the Lamb? You have the blood. By the word of your testimony? That the word says, I'm more than a conqueror, I always triumph in Christ. You speak the word to the enemy, and you don't give up. You don't backslide and quit reading your Bible and doing stupid things, right? Because you were made to have dominion. And Jesus said to us, the same works that I do shall you do, and greater works. Well, where does that go on? In your spirit man. God talks to you, woos you, draws you. Now, what happened when you got born again, and so I'm going to give you a little example. Actually, you got grafted into Jesus. You are a new creation. Everybody say, I'm a new creation. So you have a new identity. The things you once hated, well, you wouldn't go to church on a Wednesday night. Yuck. Now you're here. And you're just so thrilled with the move of the Spirit and the worship, amen, and you're hungry for the Word. Well, what happened to you? You're a new creation. Everybody say, a new creation. And so, you know, it says we're grafted into Him. Now, that's very interesting to me, grafted into Him, because that's what makes you a new creation. And it says He's the vine, you know, we're the branches. So I wonder, how do they graft trees in? And I don't know that much about it, but I asked somebody who really knows. They said, well, what they do is they cut the major tree they want to graft the new tree into. So they make a cut, and then they take this tree they want to graft into it, and they stick it in that cut because they want it to be one with this tree. And then they wrap cloth around it and leave that on it until this limb, extra limb, grows in and becomes a part of the tree. And so here we are. We have been grafted in. But if you look at this, there's no grafting unless there's a wounding. So this tree had to be cut in order to put this one in. So Jesus knew to graft us in, He had to be wounded. And He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. By His stripes, we are healed. Without His wounding, dying, and seven places in His body He shed blood, we would never have been grafted in. But now we're grafted in. Our spirit man is alive. We're a new creation. We have authority over the stupid devil.
Yeah.
Are you stuck in old patterns of shame and fear? Have you forgotten who you are in Christ? If you've lost sight of your true identity, it's time to remember who God says you are. For your gift of any amount, you'll receive the Renew Your Mind booklet, a simple guide to help you stop negative thinking and focus on biblical truth. With your gift of $25 or more, you'll receive Marilyn's Rebuild book, a new you 2-CD set, and our identity scripture card to keep God's promises with you daily. And with your gift of $85 or more, we'll add the beautiful Names of God Afghan and the complete Names of God scripture card set to help remind you of who you are in Him. God has already given you a new identity in Christ. It's time to live in it. Call or click today.
You are not alone. Jesus loves you so much. I know in my life, I've struggled with depression, and I was in a depressive season where I felt like there was no one around me and no one could help me. But Jesus revealed to me that He had never left me. You are not alone, Isabel, He said. And that one sentence changed my entire life. And so if you feel alone, if you've never prayed to ask Jesus to come into your heart, or if you have and you want to pray this again, I invite you to pray with me. Say, Jesus, I thank You right now for the opportunity to get to worship You, the opportunity to get to love You. I receive Your love. I receive Your relationship. I receive Your companionship, and I want to be in relationship with You. Jesus, would You come into my heart? Would You be Lord of my life? I submit it all to You. I submit my future. I submit my past and my present. Jesus, I love You. I chase after You. I desire You, and I want You to be my best friend. We thank You and we praise You. In Your name we pray, Jesus. Amen.
We would never have been grafted in, but now we're grafted in. Our spirit man is alive. We're a new creation. We have authority over the stupid devil.
Now, in just a quick second, Mimi is going to talk about how grafting comes through wounding. And of course, grafting is when you put a new branch onto an old branch and it grows again. And when we talk about the wounds that require a grafting, we're talking about the wounds that Jesus took on the cross for you. You don't have to be wounded. You don't have to have the shame and guilt of your sin lingering on you, because Jesus was wounded so that that identity, that former person, could be shed and you can walk in new identity. You can walk in who you are. And a large part of that comes from getting in the Word of God. You need to be in your Bible. You need to be reading what God says about you and then speaking that over yourself. You are more than a conqueror. You are the head and not the tail. You are made different and new in Christ. There's no need for you to receive the wounding of poor identity and poor choices and all these things, because God has made you new. He's made you different. And Jesus was already wounded for you, for all your transgressions. Walk in that freedom today. Call, go on the website. We want to pray with you to walk in that freedom. Now we're going to jump right back into the teaching. Pay attention, because God has something to say.
Now remember, grafting comes through wounding. Jesus was wounded. And the Bible says, lay aside all filthiness. I'm looking at James 1:21. All wickedness, and receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save your soul. Implanted. It has to do with grafting. So what happens? We begin to read the Bible. We don't understand everything, but there are some things where it's starting to penetrate and starting to get hold of us. And the Bible says, the word is sharper than any two-edged sword. So you begin to read the word, but when the word begins to get hold of you, it wounds you. Come on, people. Do you ever read a scripture that slapped you sideways?
Yes.
Do you ever think, God, why is that in the Bible? That's not for me. That's for Sarah.
Yeah.
And so we begin to feel that word being engrafted into us until it becomes a natural part of your living. And, you know, I used to always think, well, you know, I can't do this, I can't do that. And then I began to get hold of that scripture, I am more than a conqueror. I thought, well, you don't look like one, you don't act like one. But I would get up in the morning and look in the mirror, and I would say, I'm more than a conqueror. I think, you don't look good at all. But I kept saying it until I thought, I'm more than a conqueror.
Yes.
Because that word began to get engrafted in me. I can do all things through
Christ.
Who?
Strength.
And the more you get that word in you, it'll begin to deal with you. So look and see what, I love this scripture. I am wild over it in Hebrews 4:12. It's one of my favorite. For the word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit, joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Now, what is the word? It's a sword. Everybody say a sword. Does it penetrate you? Do you feel like it cuts you sometime? And what is that cutting? That wounding, that word is beginning to graft you in to what God has for you. And you have a new identity. What am I saying? Jesus sets the captive free. Let the word come in there and cut these things out, dividing what your soul says, and get into your spirit man that you're more than a conqueror, that you have dominion over these things, that God has told you the devil is under your feet. So, how do I do it? Well, really, it's quite simple, according to the word of God. It says that the sharing, and I give this in Philemon 1:6, that the sharing of your faith may become effective by the acknowledgement of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. How do you make your faith effective? Effective is energy here. You give energy to your faith. Ugh. And haven't you felt energy sometimes when God just dropped faith in your heart? You thought, where's the devil? I'll wring his neck. I mean, I have felt sometimes when I thought, wow, Everybody's going to get healed here tonight. Everybody. Everybody's going to get the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Now, how do you make that faith effective? How can you keep your faith energized? And this tells you, this is one of the smallest books, but one of the greatest truth for your new identity. It says, by acknowledging every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. Yes. Now, most Christians I talk to, friends, they'll tell you what's wrong with them, especially if they're good friends. Well, you know, I have a problem. I have a temper problem. Or I'm just sick of my wife. I'd like to slap her sideways. Or, you know, I overspend. I know God doesn't want me to do that. And so they line up all their weaknesses and tell you.
Yes.
But that's not what that scripture says. It says you are to acknowledge every good thing which is in you. Yes. Well, what's in you? Everybody say a new nature.
New nature.
What's in your new nature? Well, I can tell you tonight, some of it is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faithfulness, meekness, and temperance. You say, well, when I received Jesus, I really got love. And see, I think that cloth that binds that limb into the new tree till it grows into it is love. He binds us into him with his love until we begin to be more and more like Jesus and think like him.
What a powerful teaching about identity. You really are made new, made different in Christ. And if you need some encouragement to help you walk in that new identity, I have the perfect thing for you. This is my grandmother's book, Renew Your Mind. This is an amazing booklet that will help you to not only recognize the areas where Satan is trying to trap you and keep you in that old identity, but help you to walk in the new identity. I want you to get this booklet for a gift of any amount. So please call, go on the website right now and get your copy of Renew Your Mind. This incredible resource will help you and is great, especially when used alongside the Word. We know that the Word of God is powerful. The truth of the gospel, the truth of your identity, can be found in the Word of God. I want to encourage you, as you begin to pray and receive this new identity, not only in your spirit, but in power, make sure you're staying in the Word. Make sure you have good people that you're listening to who are in the Bible and who are speaking life into you. And of course, make sure you get your copy of Renew Your Identity. It's very important that you know who you are, and the only person who can tell you who you truly are is Jesus Christ. So, thank you so much for joining us. Today we learned about the importance of living in your new identity, not only in the Spirit, but in the power of God. We'll see you next time.